Good morning.
Good morning.
It is so great to see you all here this morning. It's a great day. It's a day we kick off, we begin things anew. It's been a couple of years since we've been able to do this, to gather like this. And we gather together today with our choir, with Rusty leading our choir, with Joe playing the organ. Just thank you. So wonderful to hear all of you. And I don't know about you, but I got a little emotional as we processed in singing that hymn together. Our children's ministries begin today. Our youth programs begin today. Adult formation begins next Sunday. And so many, many opportunities to gather and to celebrate who we are and to be formed and shaped as a people. So welcome. It's good that we are here as we begin again. I read this gospel reading this past week, and I was drawn to the gospel, particularly that part about the story of the shepherd, the good shepherd. That's a story that we may be familiar with. And I find sometimes that if we read something that we're familiar with, we go to the familiar understanding we have of that. Do you ever have that happen? You hear something, oh, that's the one about this. And we lock into that familiarity. But I'd like to just share with you some thoughts on that particular part of the gospel that has to do with the story of the Good Shepherd, which is about the 99. We've heard the 99, and this one sheep is lost, as it's described, and the shepherd goes in search and brings that one sheep back to the 99. What I want to do is share some thoughts and reflections from a great theologian and mystic of the 20th century, Howard Thurman, who back in 1951 shared a homily, a reflection on this gospel, on this part of the gospel about the shepherd and the sheep. And what I want to do this morning is share this with you, read a couple of his quotes, and then sort of expand on his thoughts. And invite you into really kind of a meditative reflection of this gospel reading. It's actually a spiritual practice to meditate on this reading. And what I want to do this morning is invite you to be the sheep. Be the sheep. Be that one sheep in the field. Think about this story from the perspective of that one sheep. That's what Howard Thurman suggests and what he invites us into. And he shares with us, a sheep was enjoying his grass. That's what sheep do. You ever see sheep out in the field? I'm actually a little more familiar with horses who will graze, and all they seem to do is eat grass. They just kind of munch on grass. Sheep do that too. They're out in the field eating the grass. So Howard Thurman begins, a sheep was enjoying his grass. Suddenly he became aware that he was cold. It's the end of the day. He was cold. And he realized that he had been cold for some time now. But this grass was so good. Then he looked around and he discovered that he was alone, that everybody was gone. That is, all the sheep had gone. And he began crying aloud. And then it says, the shepherd, who had many sheep, missed this one sheep. Missed him when he got back with the rest of the 99. And he left the 99 to try to find this sheep that was lost. That's what the gospel shares with us. And Jesus says, in telling this parable, God is like that. That's not like heavy theology or heavy dogma. It's a shepherd who cares for the flock, who cares for this one sheep. It's just a very powerful image to think of. Just that there is a shepherd who loves his sheep, and one of the sheep, in doing the most natural thing in the world that it can do, and that is to eat grass, did it with enthusiasm, and over a certain amount of time, didn't realize that the shepherd had called. In those days, shepherds would bring their sheepfold out to the field. They would graze. At the end of the day, the shepherd would call out to its flock, and the sheep would hear that voice and know that voice, and they would then follow and leave. But so taken with eating this grass, this one sheep just didn't hear the voice. And he felt lost. Why was he lost? Why did he feel lost? Howard Thurman suggests he was lost because he was out of touch. He was out of touch with the group that sustained him. He was out of touch with the group that fed him, that gave him a sense that he counted. That's all. And as soon as he was out there alone, he said, "I'm just here by myself, nothing but me in all this. And I want to feel that I count, that I belong with the others." There's a certain beauty and warmth in that image of this sheep desiring to be with those who he belongs to, who he's with. Certain something that's creative and redemptive about that sense of community. Sometimes we can miss that community. Sometimes it happens to us. Sometimes we withdraw from it. Howard Thurman uses the image of sometimes we pull up the drawbridge. It may be out of fear. It may be out of a sense of awkwardness or clumsiness of how to connect to community. But we need that community. We seek that community in order to search for meaning. It's there that we find our meaning, in our sense of belonging. And what Howard Thurman suggests is that's why that sheep felt lost. And the shepherd brings that sheep back to the fold, back to the community, back to a place of kinship, back to a place of relationship, back to a place of community. That offering, that simple reflection on this reading, just reminds me so much of perhaps what we've been through these last couple of years as a community. There may be days when we felt like lost sheep, away from the community. I can look to the clergy and remember the days we stood in this space totally alone with a camera videoing our services, and wondering if a day like this would ever happen again and when it would happen to gather together again. Feeling a sense of disconnection, feeling a sense of feeling lost, longing for the community. Did you experience that during these last couple of years? Perhaps not just with St. Paul's, but with your friendships, your relationships, your community, that sense of being lost. And perhaps going about doing what we do, as that sheep was munching on that grass. Boy, that grass was so good. But there comes a time when you realize that sense of belonging and longing for that. And so today I invite you to reflect on that and see the value of being part of the 99. See the value of each of us being that 100th sheep that perhaps felt lost or disconnected, even though we found so many ways of staying connected, of sustaining ourselves, of adapting. But it's really wonderful to be here like this today. Invite us to find that kind of meaning here at St. Paul's, to find that sense of kinship and belonging as we begin again, as we renew ourselves, as we continue to adapt. We're still moving through COVID. We're still moving through what is before us. But it's wonderful to see you all here today and to hear that shepherd's voice who calls us to be part of community, calls us to kinship, calls us to relationship. Let us go forth this day as a people longing to be nurtured, nourished, formed as we walk this wonderful journey together. I'm so glad you're here. All are welcome. And let us go forth from this place proclaiming that all are welcome to be part of this community.